Hello, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is today's news. The fourth heat wave arrives this week in France. Temperatures will rise again today in the southwest and the Rhône Valley. Between 35 and 38 degrees are expected on average before a peak this Friday. This morning, the Gard and the Vaucluse remain under orange alert. These high temperatures increase the risk of fire. In Dordogne, two wildfires ravaged more than 100 hectares, but are now under control. In Isère, on the other hand, the fire is still active on the Massif de la Chartreuse, north of Grenoble. More than 80 hectares have burned down, and about 100 inhabitants were evacuated. Gérald Darmanin reacts after the decision of the Paris Administrative Court to suspend the procedure of expulsion to Morocco of an imam from the north. He is accused by French authorities of having incited hatred and violence. During his visit to Marseille this morning, the Minister of the Interior declared that this man has nothing to do on the soil of the Republic. Gérald Darmanin appealed the court ruling. The Minister of the Interior also promised an intensification of controls against people doing urban rodeos. The acts are described as criminal by Gérald Darmanin. He wants 10,000 control operations throughout the national territory. Abroad, a fragile truce in Gaza. Just minutes before a ceasefire came into effect last night, the Israeli army claimed to have carried out strikes against the Islamic Jihad. They say these raids are in response to rocket fire, as communicated by the Hebrew State in a press release. And then in the United States, it's a great victory for Joe Biden. The United States Senate adopted yesterday the great plan of the President of the United States on climate and health. The $430 billion plan must now return next week to the House of Representatives for a final vote before being signed by Joe Biden and put into effect. You've been listening to today's news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.